When you think of how you want your life to be in old age, should you live so long, so things like getting the care you need and being treated with dignity and kindness, well, that's a fair way from how aged care is working in this country at the moment. Last night, ABC TV broadcast part one of a huge crowdsourced investigation where 4,000 people responded to Four Corners' invitation to share their experiences of aged care. Many of the people who responded work in the industry. Here in Life Matters, let's continue to talk about all this together. Now, someone with personal experiences of the difficulties and distress of trying to get good and appropriate aged care is Linda Saltarelli. Linda's the founder of a group called Aged Care Crisis. Linda, hello. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you.
Now, what prompted you to start this group, Aged Care Crisis?
Well, around 15 years ago, my father suffered a stroke and was hospitalised as a result. And we were told that Dad should be moved to a nursing home. And it was then I realised how vulnerable he was, and we just found it impossible to find a nursing home that could cater to his high care needs. And it was then that's when I got involved with, I set up Aged Care Crisis. And look,
was it a crisis for your family?
We felt it was at the time, and that's why I named the group Aged Care Crisis. And I think we saw how that played out last night. And look, I really, I would like to acknowledge and thank the countless whistleblowers, both aged care staff and family members, as well as all of the hard work that independent volunteer community-based groups
like yours,
like us, and there's several others, that have worked so hard to shine a much-needed light on what is happening in aged care.
Linda, what are the main complaints that people come to you with saying?
The bulk of the complaints that we receive are generally around staffing issues. Australia has woefully inadequate numbers of trained staff by international standards, and because we've been doing this for so long, we have looked overseas. And for example, in the USA, each resident gets double the amount of care from trained nurses and 1 hour and a third more nursing care each day. It's just impossible to provide good care with that level of care. I mean, currently the benchmarks our nursing home uses in determining staffing requirements are based on commercial considerations and not research. I mean, these are developed by financial companies that support the providers and lobbies government on their behalf. They are set at levels that make this very poor staffing look legitimate. Mm. I mean, one of the most significant factors in providing quality residential aged care is to ensure that there are sufficiently skilled staff on hand to provide that care. I mean, staff frequently tell us they're unable to care for residents properly, given the conditions and time constraints.
Yes, well, we saw that in Four Corners last night. I mean, one thing that I guess really struck me, Linda, was one of the personal care assistants, I think, talked about having an average of 6 minutes with each resident each morning to get them up, get them toileted, get them showered, get them dressed and ready for breakfast. Now, I can't even do that myself in 6 minutes, let alone get a frail elderly person ready for the day in that time.
Yes, well, in our view, and when I watched that part of the program, the problems revealed are more symptomatic of a wider structural problem in aged care that really must be addressed. I mean, decisions are being made not only without data about care, but by people who have no knowledge of the significance of this. Owners and senior management seem to be largely drawn from the business, finance and managerial sectors who have no clinical care experience. I mean, the concerns are that bodies that report on staffing benchmarks to government, industry are using this, and that is the level of clinical knowledge and engagement on which they are based. Politicians are advised by them. They're accepted as authorities or subject matter experts. They are selected from industry and appointed by government, and not by those in the sector who actually provide the care. Without experience or data and are willing to contrary messages coming up from the coalface, managers and politicians are effectively shielded from the consequences of their actions. You know, we should not really be surprised at what's happened.
Well, if you have experiences of this kind with aged care, do get in touch. Do please email us, lifematters@abc.net.au. Michael McKenzie is here with me, Amanda Smith, along with Linda Saltarelli. Michael.
Thanks for that, Amanda. And look, if you're calling through at the moment, we really want to get to your calls as quickly as possible. So as much as we do want to hear your stories, and every story has merit, we do ask you, if you can, to try and keep the story fairly to the point, because we have so many people coming through at the moment on our phones here at Life Matters. Felicity, I might go to you in Sydney. Now, Felicity, your mother had a reasonably good experience in a retirement village. Tell us about that.
Well, it was very difficult for me to let go of my mum, but she had dementia and she wasn't safe at home. And very shortly after, she was admitted to a very large Anglican retirement village here in Sydney. She lost her language, so she could no longer communicate directly with me. However, I work, so I would visit her outside visiting hours, and I saw the nursing home when people didn't expect to see visitors there.
Right.
And it was very enlightening for me, because what I noticed at her particular village was that the staff, mum was there for 8 years, which is way, way above average. They had the same staff. The core nucleus of staff was there that whole time.
Which goes to the core that perhaps this is a quality workplace.
It is, yes.
So, Felicity, you said your mother was in high care for 8 years?
She was there for 8 years.
Yeah, yes. My mother was similarly with care for 10 years. They're the long stays. It's unusual, isn't it?
Very unusual.
And but you get to see a lot.
You do. And I noticed it was also a facility that did not have a policy of medicating patients. So there were two occasions when I actually wrote a letter, because I noticed people were very distressed and I felt that they needed some medication. And you know what? They were responded to straight away. They weren't my family members, but they were so responsive, really.
Well,
very responsive.
Well, hats off to that particular retirement village there.
Yeah, it's good to hear a good story.
Brilliant place. And let me tell you, the matron, she got very ill. She passed away from melanoma. When she was diagnosed, she said she would like to be nursed there. And so the matron stayed there herself.
That's a good sign, isn't it? Thank you, Felicity. Let's-